So this week is a test for two important items in the presidential campaign. First, is Herman Cain's surge in the polls? Is it a fluke? And can the president keep his jobs initiative alive as a bunch of separate bills as he goes on the stump in some southern swing states? Tonight, that Cain test will take place at a GOP candidate debate in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us for more on all this is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
And John Ralston joins us. He's a columnist for the Las Vegas Sun and host of the TV talk show Face to Face. John, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, John, what do you think it's going to be in Vegas tonight? Is it going to be everyone on Cain, or do you think he coasts through this debate and retains his status as a front runner?
No, I think the guns will be trained on him tonight. You've already seen it starting over the weekend with talk about his 999 plan and the deconstruction that I think that the other candidates are taking him seriously, and then that includes Mitt Romney, who has been seen as the front runner for some time.
And John Ralston, what about people in Nevada, the state of Nevada, which has an important primary contest early on in the game? What are they? Are they curious about Herman Cain, or do they assume he's going to go down in flames?
Well, I think that most people here, like most people everywhere in America, are not as focused on this as maybe we are. But the people who are focused on it, there's been some organizing for Cain in the state at the grassroots level, even before the surge. But Cain is one of a handful of candidates who announced last week that he would be boycotting the Nevada caucus in solidarity with New Hampshire over this dispute of who goes first. So the question here is whether he's going to do a semi-boycott or a real boycott. He's still doing some events this week, but I think he might have some potential here unless his momentum is blunted. But Romney is still the front runner out here.
Right, and we should note that the Huntsman is not coming because he wants to maintain his relationship in New Hampshire, which he believes should be the first primary. John Ralston, columnist for Las Vegas Sun and host of the TV talk show Face to Face. One other question. Cain talking about electrifying the border fence down with Mexico, does that have any traction among the GOP base in Nevada?
Well, it's hard to tell if it has traction with anybody, although immigration is a very large issue here. Cain, of course, is trying to have it both ways on that issue, making the statement, then backing away from it, but not completely backing away from it. But a lot of jobs have been lost in Nevada. We have the highest unemployment rate in the country, and it is shown in the last two cycles that illegal immigration, even though we're not a border state, is a big issue for the Republican electorate here. So there may be pockets of that electorate that actually are in solidarity with Cain on that issue.
Well, we'll listen to the audience response at some points in the debate tonight. John Ralston, columnist for the Las Vegas Sun, host of the TV talk show Face to Face, will be at that debate in Las Vegas of the GOP candidates, debate number 10. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, any response to what's on tap tonight? And then we'll talk about the president.
I'm looking at Herman Cain like everybody else. I'm looking at who's not there, John Huntsman, who, ironically, John, this is a debate about Western issues, or it's supposed to be because it's being held in Las Vegas. John Huntsman's the only one of the lot who's actually a Western governor who's from the West, and he's not going to be there out of solidarity for the state of New Hampshire, who's feeling the pressure from states like Nevada as they move up closer and closer in the primary. Look, Huntsman's polling under 1% nationally, so it's not as though he would have made a massive impact on the debate, except the debate about states moving up is significant. Somebody has to mention it tonight. I imagine somebody will put candidates on the spot about it because it's a big deal to the early primary states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Meanwhile, Todd Zwillick, President Obama is on the spot with this jobs bill. The big bill, of course, was killed in the Senate last week. They're trying to put pieces of it together. The piece that is on the agenda on Capitol Hill this week involves layoffs of teachers or preventing layoffs of teachers and first responders in states and localities facing fiscal problems. The president is trying to gin that specific issue up for voters. Listen.
So members of Congress will have a chance to decide what kind of future do our kids deserve? Should we stand up for men and women who are often digging in their own pocket to buy school supplies? When we know that the education of our children is going to determine our future as a nation, they're going to have a chance to decide, do we want to make sure that we're looking after the men and women who protect our communities every day, our first responders, our firefighters, our police officers?
So $5 billion for first responders and $30 billion for teachers. Is that a national issue, or is this going to be gone in a week?
It's going to be gone in a week, John, because the Republicans in the Senate will vote it down, but the president will have his rhetorical device, and then he'll have three more after that. This is just one of at least four little bite-sized, fun-sized carve-outs of the jobs bill that the president is asking the Senate to vote on in a way that's politically advantageous to Democrats. You mentioned the dynamics, $30 billion to prevent teacher layoffs. That's direct aid to states, $5 billion for police and firefighters. Look, these are some of the most positive, cuddly creatures in our politics, teachers, police, and firefighters. Everybody loves them. And what's the ballast here? Remember that millionaire surtax? Just a mere 0.5% increase in taxes on millionaires. That's how this is paid for. And you can see the politics there. There will be more to come. Republicans want to point out, by the way, that they've been passing all kinds of jobs bills over in the House, deregulation, lower taxes, things they consider jobs bills. And John McCain was on the floor yesterday saying, hey, Republicans, look over here. We have a plan. The president's ignoring it. We have lots of things to do on jobs, but nobody's paying attention.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. We'll see if that campaign rhetoric from the president in the South inoculates him from attacks in Las Vegas by the GOP candidates who debate tonight. I suspect not. John Ralston, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
John Ralston will be there at the debate. He's a columnist for the Las Vegas Sun and host of the TV talk show Face to Face. Todd Zwillick, of course, takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, guys.
Hey, my pleasure, John.